Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's hear Bijan talking about the run game.
Yeah, just continue to just keep that, you know, mindset of like, you know, physicality. You know, we got to be more physical than everything that we play, and we got to start that obviously in practice. But you know, for us, like with the O-line that we have, and you know, just how much they take pride in, you know, being dominant and being more dominant than the defensive line that's on the other side. But then even just the front seven that's on the other side, like, you know, we really take pride in that.
I'm gonna tell you something. Watching those two runners play. I don't watch in depth. I watch this team more in depth than most teams. The way those two pick up blitz, Andy.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, Andy, they meet you in the hole. They don't wait for you to come. They see you coming, and they're decisive, and they go meet you in the hole.
They initiate the contact. Bijan has rattled some bones.
Yes, he has.
This year,
yes,
with his
he
pass
has,
blocking.
Man. Yes, he has. And you watch a lot of these plays. It could be the deciding factor where Kirk Cousins gets the ball off.
Sure.
I mean, they've been so good at it.
Well, it's also cool with him because that was such a knock on him coming out. And he struggled with it at times last year, too. Like, you very clearly see, all right, that's something he spent a lot of time working on this offseason.
Yeah.
Algiers is such a big guy and such a physical guy. He's really good at it, too. But, yeah, you're right.
That was Saquon's problem when he first started. Could do everything in football but could not. And it wasn't even necessarily not identifying who he has. He just couldn't do it.
Right.
He didn't have the proper technique to do it. And a lot of times the technique is cool. Man, just go hit him in the face. Like, because, like Coach Locke used to tell us, you got to pop that blanket pill. And all I need is that one good stone. You stone him. And that you amaze how much time that is for a quarterback to get the ball up.
The other great thing for him is just from a tipping your hand to the defense standpoint, too. Like, if Bijan's on the field, you're running the ball.
Yes.
Not now. Now, if Bijan's on the field, you might be using him in pass protection as well.
Good point.
Versus Tyler Algier early in the year, too. Like, they're getting a little bit more creative with how they're using him, and he's on the field for more stuff. Like, the first three or four games of the year, if Tyler Algier was on the field, they were handing him the football.
Yes.
Like, he might have played 15 snaps and had, like, 11 carries.
Yes.
Like, all right, well, you're kind of telegraphing what we're doing here. So they've been able to get a little bit more diverse with that as well with these guys as they've grown. And that's all vital and incredibly important. But if those guys can... They're not going to run for 200 combined yards every single week.
Yeah.
But if they can run as hard as they did, and if they can be as effective in the red zone, because that's what it was against the Panthers. All three of those touchdowns they scored were hard-fought red zone runs.
Yes.
That's something this team has struggled with for as long as I've covered them.
But remember, I mean, we had Dave on, they're talking about Arts, and when we were talking about when the red zone struggled, what did Dave say? Run the ball.
Run it.
Run the ball. Yeah. Run the ball.
If the threat to, because obviously everything condenses for the passing game.
Yes.
Run game.
Run the ball.
It's all right there. It's
run
all
the ball,
at the line of scrimmage. If you can still run the ball in the red zone, it also does open up things for the pass as well. But, yeah, man, love seeing what they did last week. Would have to think that there will be a lot of that available against Seattle, just kind of given how banged up their defensive line is and where their linebackers are right now. But you can pass on them, too. So we'll get more into that game tomorrow and keys to the game and all that kind of stuff. Here's Rob Gronkowski talking about the pressure now that the Jets and Devontae Adams have in New York.
New York, Devontae Adams, pressure through the roof. Biggest city in the world, media attention through the roof. I mean, he better perform or else him and Rodgers are going to feel it.
I love it. I love it.
Is it getting stronger,
his
accent?
Man. I love it. I love it. That's why I love Gronk. That's why I love Gronk.
He sounds like more of a meathead every time I hear him.
That's
it's
why
great.
That's why I love Gronk, man. But
he's right.
He's absolutely correct. And Aaron Rodgers said as much. You know, it's all on us and everything. And, you know, he's going to play this weekend. And the familiarity because of all the reps they had together, him and Devontae, it should be it shouldn't be that big of a hiccup as far as putting him into the game with Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, how can that help Garrett Wilson? And how can that help? I mean, that's what you're looking at, Tate, as somebody who a force multiplier. And so, I mean, you got the new coordinator. I thought it was a lot better. I thought it did some different things last week than they've been doing in the past weeks also. And so, you know, as long as your defense is going to – their biggest issue is they can't protect him. Tyron Smith has given up 6 sacks, I think, so far this season.
Yeah.
Not playing well at that left tackle. And so if they can't do that, I think – I know he's the big addition. But the biggest addition would be letting Breece Hall run the ball more. I think that'll help this offense a lot more.
Yeah,
let him run the ball.
They need that run game to go for a lot of different reasons, especially to keep the D-line honest. And look, man, T.J. Watt is the next opponent.
Yep.
They got that Steeler. We saw what that defensive line can do when they know you're going to throw the ball, or even if they don't know you're going to throw the ball.
Yep.
Those guys are incredible. Let's hear from Mike Tomlin really quickly, as that is a part of this matchup, talking about his quarterback decision.
Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great. Man, this is a competitive league, man. We're trying to position ourselves to be that team. And we got a player with talent. We hadn't had an opportunity to play, so we're going to potentially explore those things. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what Justin has done or has not done. Justin has been an asset to us, man. Last week, for example, man, his ability to utilize his legs by design and by ad-lib was a significant component of that game. He rushed for 50-plus yards and two touchdowns in game. And so we're appreciative of that. We're appreciative of how he's taking care of the ball. But we're just looking at all the people at our disposal the same way that we do at any position.
Yeah, I mean, Justin came out today and said he has not played well.
Yeah.
He said, no, I didn't play well enough to keep the job and everything like blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they're going to miss the leg part of the component of it. And is this one of these things where let's just see. We're good enough record-wise that if we can go back to Justin if we need to. Now, I don't think that's Mike Tomlin's thinking. I'm looking at it from a standpoint. And because it's Mike T, you might give him the benefit of the doubt. But I look at it as Mike T like, okay, yeah, you see those routine – those intermediate plays that Justin just can't seem to get done. I know we got the run and we get the big play and all the. We think Russ can make those plays.
Yes. I think you just look at the overall offensive operation and it's like, okay, it's been good enough to get to 4-2.
Yes.
Against who?
Yes.
Obviously week one, right. Kirk Cousins, where we didn't even score any touchdowns. Bo Nix.
Yes.
Taylor Heineke.
Yes.
Because that's where Herbert got hurt. And then Aiden O'Connell. Like, those are the wins, right? They also lost the Cowboys, aren't any good, and they lost to the Colts. So, you dig deeper into the 4-2, maybe you understand why they're a little uneasy with how they've gotten there, and we'll see. I also wonder, because we talked about it when Justin Fields wasn't going to be the starter week one, if they're going to have wrinkles for him.
Yeah.
Still might.
Yeah, exactly. Still,
I mean, part of it.
I agree with you, brother. Yeah. I don't think they're going to take that out of the game plan. He's going to come in and do some.
Yeah.
But then,
still
because he's been so the starting quarterback, you can still put package in there to throw the ball also.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.